Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.
Ipinagtanggol ng pinuno ng partido One Nation, Pauline Hanson, ang pagpasok niya sa parlamento habang may suot na burka sa pagsasabing ito ay tungkol sa pambansang seguridad. Nagsuot ang senador ng damit na tumatakip sa kanyang ulo at katawan sa harap ng isang debate sa Canberra tungkol sa pagbabawal ng pagsusuot ng damit na may kumpletong takip sa mukha habang nakaharap sa publiko. Ang hakbang ay pinintasan na magkabilang panig ng politika pero sinabi niya na hindi siya nahihiya sa kanyang ginawa. Sa ating wika, narito ang ulat ni Maya Jamieson. Hindi nagsisisi si Pauline Hanson isang araw pagkatapos ng kanyang pagharap sa parlamento.
I think my actions have actually gained a lot of support from Australians who feel the same way that I do. I don't believe there is a place in Australia for the full face covering, the burqa. I think it's un-Australian, and I think if these people want to carry their views and wear the burqa, I think there are many other countries around the world that they can go to.
Umupo ang pinuno ng partidong One Nation sa kanyang upuan sa pagdaraos ng question time noong Huwebes habang may suot na damit na Islam na sinabi niya'y binili niya sa eBay. Inalis niya ang kanyang suot upang tanungin si Attorney General George Brandis kung dapat ipagbawal ng gobyerno ang pagsusuot ng burka. Ang sagot ni Ginoong Brandis ay napakasakit. Nang tanungin kung sumagot ng masama si Ginoong Brandis, ganito ang sinabi ni Binibining Hanson.
I think he should have actually said, okay, we'll have a look at this, debate about it. My private members bill was coming on later in that day. I think when you've got a majority of Australians don't like the burqa, they feel confronted with it, as two former prime ministers have said that. And I think it was very emotional. When he talks about having a go at, you know, a religion and people and the costume that they wear, I wish he'd say something about others that don't, the nuns have it and what they do with that.
Sinabi naman ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ang pundasyon ng matagumpay na programang multikulturalismo sa Australia ay ang respeto sa bawat isa.
It was a stunt. I want to say that George Brandis spoke with eloquence and with wisdom in the Senate last night as leader of the government. I also want to reinforce what Duncan just said, and I have said on many occasions, that our best allies, our indispensable allies in the battle against Islamist extremism, against Islamist terrorism, is the Muslim community.
Sumang-ayon si Professor John Blaxland mula sa Australian National University sa pagsasabi sa ABC na ang ginawa ni Binibining Hanson ay mali.
It's so important that people who are wavering, who know something that's really dodgy, can have some confidence that they can go to the authorities, that they'll be treated with respect, and that they can, what they will be able to communicate will be treated with confidence and will be used appropriately.
Ayon naman kay Professor Martha Augustinos mula sa School of Psychology, Adelaide University, ang ginawa ni Pauline Hanson ay lubos na nakakasakit.
I think what happened in the Australian Parliament was completely outrageous and a very offensive stunt that I'm sure not only offends Muslim Australians but all Australians that Pauline Hanson would sort of stoop to this level in order to seek publicity and to, you know, grandstand.
Sinabi naman ni Silma Iram mula sa Australian Muslim Women's Association na ang aksyon ay kulang sa kaalaman.
We are free to choose how we dress, particularly in Australia, and it's a terrific thing about Australia, that it doesn't force people to assimilate, but it recognizes their cultural diversity. It's not universally popular amongst the Muslim community, but there are many more pressing issues in terms of security than the burqa.
SBS Radio.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.